Welcome to Budgeting Bits, a show that will help you create and maintain a budget. I'm your host, Jordan Goulet, and this week we'll be looking at how to pay off debt quickly. We all know debt sucks. We actually did an entire episode talking about why debt sucks. Debt can act as a thorn on your side when it comes to getting ahead financially. That's why you want to pay off your debt as quickly as you can. In this episode, we'll be looking at some great tips to pay off your debt fast. First, you want to understand your debt. What kind of debt are you in? If you want to get your debt under control, you need to know what you got yourself into. Take out a piece of paper and write down the type of debt, how much debt is left to pay, and the interest of the debt. Examples of types of debt could be student loan, mortgage, auto loan, medical debt, credit card debt, personal debt, legal debt, government debt. So make sure you understand the debt that you're in. So now, no matter what it is, if you want to control your finances, it always starts with a budget. A budget helps you understand how much money you make, how much money you spend, and how you delegate that money. The reason why you want to start a budget so you can make sure you're on track with your financial goals, and in this case, would be paying off your debt. If you want to pay your debt off quickly as possible, you first need to get your budget under control. You want to understand how much money you can squeeze out to put towards debt payments. Now, the best way to pay off debt quickly is to make extra payments. This means you need to pay more than the minimum required amount. This will not only help you pay it off faster, but also save you money on interest. For example, let's say you have $10,000 worth of credit card debt with 20% interest, and you're making $500 payments. If you only make the minimum amount, that's $500 a month, it will take 25 months to pay off your debt. You would also pay roughly $2,300 in interest, which is almost a quarter of the original debt. Now, let's say you pay more than the minimum amount, say $750 a month. Now, it'll only take 16 months to pay off your debt and would only pay $1,400 in interest. This means you pay your debt off 9 months sooner and pay $800 less in interest. Now let's double the payments, making $1,000 a month. It will only take 12 months to pay off your debt and pay only $1,000 in interest. Compared to the minimum amount, you'll pay your debt off 13 months sooner and pay $1,300 less in interest. So as you can see with this example, the more you pay per month, the quicker you pay off your debt and the less you pay in interest. Okay, so you want to make extra payments on your debt, but what debt do you choose to pay off first? There's two methods you can use here, the avalanche method and the snowball method. The debt avalanche method consists of making minimum payments on all your debt, and then using the leftover money to make extra payments on the debt with the highest interest rate. For example, say you have student loans of $20,000 at 4%, credit card debt of $10,000 at 20%, and a car loan of $5,000 at 2%. In this situation, you want to pay off your credit card first because it has the highest interest rate of 20%. Then you would make the extra payments on your student loan because it has the second highest interest rate of 4%. And finally, make extra payments on your car loan because it has the lowest interest rate of 2%. The second method, called the snowball method, consists of making minimum payments on all your debt and using the leftover money to make extra payments on the smallest debt. So using the previous example, you would make extra payments to your car loan first because it's the smallest debt of $5,000, then put the leftover money into your credit card debt because it's the second smallest debt of $10,000, and finally your extra payments would go to your student loans because it's your biggest debt of $20,000. So the avalanche method is using your extra payments to go towards the debt with the highest interest, and the snowball method is you're putting the extra payments to the smallest debt. And depending on which method you prefer, that's how you determine where you're putting your extra payments to. So how to apply these tips to your current budget? Well, first, you need to create and maintain a budget. Get your numbers in order. Understand how much you want to delegate to debt payments. Obviously, this amount needs to cover at least the minimum payments, but hopefully more than that to fit in the extra payments. Then, make a list of your debt, including the amount of debt you owe as well as interest. Then, figure out which debt you want to put your extra payments towards first. Either use the avalanche method, which means you pick the debt with the highest interest rates first, or the snowball method, which means you pick the smallest debt first. And that's it. You keep doing this until your debt is paid off. Now, here are some tips to help you pay off your debt quickly on top of what we've already talked about. First, change your spending habits if you need to. You want to make extra payments on your debt. This means you need to find the extra money somewhere in your budget. This is why budgeting helps tremendously, because you can figure out where you are spending your money. You need to find out where you overspend and limit that spending. If you have trouble figuring out how to split up your spending, you can use the 50-30-20 rule as guidance. If your main focus is paying off debt, at minimum, 20% of your monthly take-home income should go towards debt payments. If you find that your current lifestyle is expensive and you won't be able to ever escape debt, it's time to change. If your rent is too expensive, try to find roommates or downgrade. If your income isn't enough to survive, per se, where you're currently located, you can try to find another job that pays more, or if possible, move somewhere where it's cheaper. Also, don't go more into debt. If you are paying off your debt and trying to become debt-free, don't go more into debt. If you are serious about it, stop using your credit card to pay for things. Don't buy things you currently can't afford. Try not to owe anyone more money during this process. If you do collect more debt, it could be an endless cycle of paying off debt. So clean off your debt sheet first before thinking about going into more debt. If you don't have cash on hand to buy it, don't buy it. As simple as that. And finally, if you can find a way to make more money to pay off your debt, that would be awesome. There are many ways to earn extra cash. An aggressive way of doing so would be getting a second job, even a part-time job, starting a side gig, or other work that brings in more money. There's also other ways to make extra cash, such as selling things you don't use anymore. Whatever way you find to make extra money, use that extra money towards your debt payment. Also, if you have a job where you make additional money in the form of bonuses, tips, raises, or anything else, I would use that money and put that towards debt payments. This will help you make those extra payments. These tips will take a bit of discipline, but if done right, can be very effective. Also, don't forget to treat yourself once you hit a milestone. It is very exciting to eliminate some debt, so don't forget to reward yourself even a little bit. If you have any questions about budgeting or about this episode or previous episodes, I would love to answer them on the show. So if you do, just leave a comment where you're listening to this podcast, or you can email us at budgetingbits@pocketbudgeter.com. That's budgetingbits@pocketbudgeter.com. The email is also in the description of the episode. So send them my way. I would be more than happy to answer them. So thanks for listening, and make sure if you like the show, you give us a follow. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram @pocketbudgeter, and visit pocketbudgeter.com for even more information and tools to help with your budgeting needs. You can also get the Pocket Budgeter mobile app on the Apple Store and Google Play Store. Just search for Pocket Budgeter and it should pop up. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.